Padaya, Krishna Pestaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Iti Namine, Namaste Sarasate Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Bhashacha Desatarine, Jaya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabho Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Is today in China the day of the full moon, the last day of Kartik?
今天在中国是不是 Kartika 的最后一天呢? 满月的最后的一天呢?
During the whole month of Kartik, we were honoring this wonderful pastime of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna, known as the Damodar Lila.
在整个 Kartika 月份当中, 我们一直在荣耀着 Yashoda 妈妈捆绑 Krishna 的 Damodar 的这个逍遥时光。
And in the course of the classes that I've had with the Chinese devotees, we through pictures and through narration, we covered the Damodar Lila.
在给中国奉献者上课的前两节课程关于Damodar Lila逍遥时光的两节课堂当中，我们用图片给大家一边展示图片，一边讲述了这段逍遥时光。
This evening, I'd like to focus on two verses from that chapter.
今天晚上我想要给大家来讲述关于这段逍遥时光当中的两个诗节。
Some of you may have access to Bhagavad Gita, excuse me, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:9, verses 13-14, and Surabhi is going to read the verse to you just now.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. 那么大家呢，可以把如果手头有书的话，可以把圣典博迦瓦坛翻到第十篇第九章诗节十三和十四这两个诗节。现在Surabhi来阅读一下这两个诗节的译文。Guru Maharaj, I read the translation.
Please, just the translation.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. 译文圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇第九章诗节十三和十四。 译文：至尊人格守神，没有开始，没有结束，没有内外之分，也没有前后之分。换句话说，他无所不在。由于他不受时间因素的影响，对他来说也没有过去、现在和未来的区分。他永远以他超然的形象存在着。他因为绝对、超越相对性。 所以虽然是万事万物的原因和结果，但自己本身并没有因果的区别。这位超越感官知觉的不展示之人，现在显现为一个人类孩童，而母亲亚修达把他视为是自己平凡的孩子，要用一根绳子把他绑在木莲薄柱上。 Yes, Just a verse, because the two verses are a little bit longer.
Okay, tell me when you're done with the verse.
I've already done the two verse translation.
Okay. There are a number of very important messages within this verse, and as a result, our acharyas have commented on these two verses elaborately.
因为这两个世界当中有非常重要的 要点。所以呢，因此我们的 Acharya 对这两个师节进行了非常大量的评述。
I'll summarize a few points and then I'll ask Surabhi to translate this first paragraph of commentary.
我现在呢，来概述一下先前 Acharya 对这两个师节的评述。我来读一段其中的一段，然后 Surabhi 读这个段落的要，读这个段落的译文。
Truths about Krishna are revealed here.
Gunaj, could you repeat? Yes.
Yes. Truths, Krishna Tattva, truths about Krishna are revealed.
关于 Krishna 的 Tattva, 真理是被揭示出来的。
Many of you know the verse from Bhagavad Gita where Krishna declares, Janma karma chame divyam evam yaveti tatvataha tatvadeham purnar janma naiti maveti sarjuna. Very important verse if you just understand that transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and his activities.You have a ticket to go back home, back to Godhead.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面亲身的去宣布了这样的一个非常重要的时节，那就是盛典《薄伽梵歌》第七章第四章当中的一个时节。Krishna 说到了，如果谁了解他出生和显现的活动的超然本性，一个人就获得了回归灵性世界的机票。
A very simple explanation is something we all understand.
在这里面向我们揭示了我们所了解到的非常简单的一个真理和事实。
We take birthBut Krishna's birth is transcendental, it's not like ours.
我们通过降生来到这个世界，但是 Krishna 的超然的出生跟我们的出生是截然不同的。
We have activities, but our activities are material and Krishna's activities are divyam or spiritual.
我们在这个物质世界里有我们的活动，但是我们的活动是物质的，而 Krishna 在物质世界里的活动既超然又灵性。
This important verse tells us more detail or more completely that transcendental nature of Krishna's form, Krishna's activities.
这两个诗节既详细又更加完整的向我们揭示了，告诉了我们 Krishna 的活动出生的本质。
The very name Damodar means that there's a around the waist of Krishna he is bound by rope.
Damodar, Krishna 的 Damodar 这个名字的意思是他的肚腹，他圆圆的肚腹被绳子捆绑起来了。
Within Krishna he already showed in an earlier pastime the previous chapter the entire universe is within Krishna. Mother Yashoda saw
在上一个章节当中 Krishna 已经向我们展示了一切的宇宙都在他之内， Yashoda 妈妈亲眼看到了这一点。
What rope is big enough to go around the universe?
那什么样的绳子能够大到能够绕能够把整个宇宙围绕起来呢？
This commentary you're going to hear Surabhi translate explains there is no such rope.
我们在这里所阅读到的这一段评述 Surabhi 将要翻译出来的，可以了解到这个世界上不存在着这样的一根绳子。
To bind something with rope It means, by definition, it goes around that something.
那把某个东西捆绑起来，从这个定义上，那就意味着用绳子要绕过这个物，这个东西。
That's a factor of space. It's also a consideration of time.
那么这实际上就说明了时间这一因素，还有空间这一因素。
The verse that you just heard, verse 13-14, explains that Krishna has no time. There's no beginning and end in time to Krishna.
我们所阅读到的博迦瓦圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇第九章十三到十四诗节，这两个诗节说明了对于 Krishna 来说是没有对于 Krishna 对于 Krishna 来说是没有这种时间和空间的限制。
I'll say it again slowly.
我再慢慢地说一遍。
It takes time to bind something with rope, but Krishna has no beginning and end in time.
那么用绳子捆绑一个东西是需要花时间的，但是对于 Krishna 来说，在时间上它是没有开始也没有结束。
So now we have two explanations of why Mother Yashoda could not bind Krishna. The first is there isn't a rope long enough, and the other is it takes time, but Krishna has no beginning and end in time.
所以我们在这里可以了解到了为什么 Yashoda 妈妈无法捆绑起 Krishna 的两个解释了。一个就是 Krishna 他在时间上是没有开始没有结束的，另一个就是没有这样的一根绳子，这样一根够长的绳子能够捆绑起 Krishna。
Both the rope has a beginning in time, and the universe has a beginning in time, but Krishna has no beginning in time and no end in time.
而这个绳子是有开始和结束的，整个宇宙是有开始和结束的，但是在 Krishna。在时间上对于 Krishna 来说是没有开始也没有结束，也没有结束。
Now here is the third point, listen carefully.
现在我们讲第三点，请大家仔细聆听。
Within the verse, the statement is made that not only the universe is within Krishna, but Krishna is the universe.
在这个世界当中，我们可以了解到，不仅仅宇宙存在于 Krishna 之内，而且 Krishna 就是宇宙。
Therefore, how can one bind Krishna? Not possible.
因此，谁能够捆绑起 Krishna 是不可能的。
You can't bind the universe, and therefore you cannot bind Krishna because he is the universe.
你无法捆绑起整个宇宙，而 Krishna 就是整个宇宙，因此你无法捆绑起 Krishna.
Now comes the real mystery.
那现在呢，一个真正的非常充满奥秘的一点出来了。
Simply because Mother Yashoda thought of Krishna as her son, with love, she was able to bind him.
只是因为 Yashoda 妈妈用她的爱，所以她能够捆绑起 Krishna. 只是因为 Yashoda 妈妈用爱，对 Krishna 充满了爱，所以她能捆绑起 Krishna.
What I tried to explain just now is what the verse says. I just now explained, I gave three reasons why it was not possible to bind Krishna. Nonetheless, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. I just was explaining what the verse says.
我刚才呢已经给大家解释了三个要点，为什么 Krishna 无法被捆绑起来的三个要点，即便是 Yashoda 妈妈也无法捆绑起他。
At the very end, I'll ask Sarabhi to translate that paragraph that I just explained.
然后在这个结束的地方，我让 Sarabhi 来阅读一下译文，译文，然后我来进行解释。
I'm going to move on to the explanation of that verse.
我现在来进行到关于这对这两个诗节的解释这一部分。
In this created realm in which we exist, everything that exists has a prior cause.
在我们所置身于的被创造出来的这个宇宙当中，一切都是有因和果的。
We live in a world or universe of cause and effect.
我们生活在一个充满着原因和结果的世界里。
The universe is the effect and Krishna is the cause.
宇宙是结果，而 Krishna 就是原因。
This verse, however, is giving some additional understanding.
而这个诗节呢，又给了我们另外的理解。
Not only is Krishna the cause of the universe, but Krishna is the universe. Krishna is the universe.
Krishna 不仅仅是宇宙的原因，而且 Krishna 就是宇宙。
Krishna is the original cause of all causes, and thus everything that exists has its effect connected to him, the cause.
Krishna 是一切的原因的原初的原因，而我们就是我置身于这个世界的我们，正是。一切的原因的原因的结果。
Now consider the rope that bound Krishna around the waist.
我们现在来思考一下将 Krishna 绑起来的那根绳子。
A rope is a very, very small portion of the whole universe, the effect.
根据这整个宇宙这一结果。即这个宇宙跟这个整个宇宙相比起来，绳子是极小的一部分。
But since Krishna is the universe, the rope is also the universe. So how can that which is of Krishna bind Krishna?
那么因为 Krishna 是宇宙，而这个属于宇宙的这个部分，怎么样能够绑？绑起 Krishna 呢，也就是说 Krishna 的属于Krishna 的部分怎么能够绑起 Krishna 呢？
A ray of light cannot burn fire.
一缕光是无法燃烧起整团火的。
A portion of the universe cannot bind the universe.
宇宙的一个部分是无法捆绑起整个宇宙。
Then comes the mystery.
接下来一个奥秘出现了。
Mother Yashoda did not see all those spectacular things. She just saw Krishna as her dear son in a human form.
也是我的妈妈，她只是把 Krishna 当作自己的儿子，她只是看到 Krishna 拥有人类的形体。
Listen carefully.
请大家仔细聆听。
Krishna and Vishnu are the same.
Krishna 和 Vishnu 是一样的。
And Vishnu is all pervading.
Vishnu 是无处不在的。
How can you bind that which is all pervading?
怎么能够绑起无处不在的这样的人，这样的一个人呢？
You cannot bind Krishna or the universe or Goloka because he's all pervading, and so is his abode.
因为 Krishna 是无处不在的，而我们是。Krishna 支撑了一切，所以是无法捆绑起无处不在的这位人，是无法捆绑起 Goloka， 无法捆绑起整个宇宙。
The answer is he can be bound because he has a human form.
但答案是他能够被捆绑起来，因为他拥有人类的形体。
Next question.
那接着下一个问题出来了。
If he has a human form, then how can you say he's all pervading?
那如果他拥有人类的形体，又怎么能够说他无处不在呢？
The answer is right in the verse.
而这个答案就写在这个诗节当中。
His form.Is described as adhoksha jam, that which is beyond sense perception.
这里面说到了 Krishna 的形体是 adhoksha jam, 意思是、超然于所有的感官知识之上的。
He's beyond sense perception, he's beyond sense knowledge, and by material perception,The whole matter becomes inconceivable.
它是超然于所一切的感官感知之上，超然于一切的感官知识之上，所以，是无法被物质的感官所感知到的。对于物质的感官来说，是不可思议的。
Because his form is transcendental.
因为他的形体是超然的。
Although it's a human form, he is still all-powerful and all-pervading.
虽然他拥有人类的形体，但是他仍然是最具有力量的，他拥有所有的力量，并且他无处不在。
I'll say it again, it's important.
我再说一遍，这一点非常重要。
Although he has a human form,He is still all-powerful and all-pervading.
虽然 Krishna 拥有人类的形体，但是他仍然是拥有一切的力量，最具有力量的，并且他仍然是遍存万有，无所不在。
Somebody may ask.
有人可能会问。
If he's beyond material perception,Then he should be invisible.
那么如果他超出于我们的这个感官的感知之上的话，那他就应该是目不可见的呀。
That's not acceptable.
这一点是不被认可的。
To see Krishna's form is made possible.By Krishna's potency to see his form. Otherwise, you cannot see his form.
通过 Krishna 的能量，一个人可以去见看到 Krishna 的形体，否则的话是看不到的。
Mother Yashoda certainly saw his form.
亚瑟妈妈肯定看到了 Krishna 的形体。
Because Krishna gave the Shakti or potency to see his form.
因为 Krishna 给予他看到他形体的力量 Shakti
At the same time He's all pervading
与此同时 Krishna 又无处不在
Next question
那接下来有人又会问到
Since he was all powerful Even though he had a human formWhy is it that his mother didn't see all that?
那既然他是 虽然他是具有一切力量的，对孔武有力的，但是他拥有人类的形体。为什么亚修的妈妈虽然他拥有人类的形体，那但是为什么亚修的妈妈却看不到他的力量所在呢？他是拥有一切力量的人吗？
The answer is very simple.
回答非常简单。
She saw him as her son.
他把克里希那视为自己的儿子。
She was moved, her heart was moved by Prema Rasa.
她的内心是在 Prema Rasa 的这个这种情感当中的掌控之下。
And that Prema Rasa struck her heart in the form of parental affection, Matsalya Rasa.
而 Prema Rasa 激起了有力的强有力的激起了他心中对 Krishna 的 Vatsalya 这样的母爱。
The prema rasa or the bliss of her love for Krishna was so strong.
亚修拉妈妈对 Krishna 的 prema rasa 是如此的强烈，对 Krishna 的爱是如此的强烈。
That prema rasa covered her realization of his greatness, although he was great.
虽然 Krishna 是如此的伟大而强有力，但是亚修拉妈妈对 Krishna 的强烈的 Prema Rasa 压倒了亚修拉妈妈对 Krishna 的伟大的这种觉知。
He was all-powerful and all-pervasive.However, she didn't see that because of her prema rasa, her ecstatic bliss for Krishna as her son.
虽然 Krishna 是无处不在的，虽然 Krishna 拥有所有的力量，但那为什么亚修拉妈妈看不到这一点呢？那就是因为亚修拉妈妈对 Krishna 的这种狂喜的强烈的爱压倒了。是由于亚修拉妈妈对 Krishna 的强烈的爱所致。
What exactly is the greatness of Mother Yashoda? The greatness of Mother Yashoda was she was unaware of his greatness.
亚修拉妈妈，那实际上来说，亚修拉妈妈的伟大之处在于哪里呢？亚修拉妈妈的伟大之处就在于她没有觉知到 Krishna 的伟大。
This greatness of Mother Yashoda allowed her to bind him with a rope.
真是亚修拉妈妈的这一伟大之处，使得亚修拉妈妈将 Krishna 捆绑起来。
Very deep and very profound.
这一点是非常非常深奥的，深刻的。
I'm going to remind you of that nice Bhagavad Gita verse about the transcendental nature of Krishna's birth and his activities.
我现在提醒大家去记忆圣典薄伽梵歌当中描述 Krishna 的活动的以及出生的超然本性那个时节。
This Damodar Leela reveals.Truths about the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities.
Damodar Leela, Damodar 消时光揭示了 Krishna 的活动的超然本性。
Now let us consider another verse in chapter 9, the Damodar Leela chapter.
我们现在来去思考一下关于描述 Damodar Leela 的另一个世界。
I'd like Surabhi to read the translation for text 20. Canto 10, chapter 1, text 20.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. 我想让 Surabhi 来阅读一下圣典薄伽梵歌第十章第九第十篇第九章第二十世节。一文，古 Brahma、古 Shiva、 或甚至永恒是至尊主妻子的信女神，都无法从这个物质世界的拯救者至尊人格守神那里得到亚修的母亲所得到的这种仁慈。 Ms. Gumaraj, I finish reading.
Okay. This verse states that Krishna had a human form.
这个诗节说明 Krishna 有人类形体。
And the previous verse says that he is beyond the senses.
而在前一个诗节里面说到了 Krishna 超然于感官之上。
By logic, this means that Krishna's form is not a product of Maya.
从逻辑上来说，这个诗节就描述了。Gumaraj, could you repeat the late part?
The logic of these two points indicates that Krishna's form is not a product of Maya.
Yes.那么这个世界的这个两点呢，就说明了 Krishna 的形体不是 Maya 的产物。
Our forms are product of Maya.
我们的形体是 Maya 的产物。
And our forms are definitely perceivable.
而且我们的形体肯定是能够被感知到的。
But Krishna's form.Is human-like, but not perceivable.
但是 Krishna 的形体虽然看似像人类的形体，但是呢是不可感知到的。
Therefore, it, by reason, it stands that Krishna's form is not material, but fully spiritual.
因此呢，从这种理性上来说， Krishna 的形体是完全灵性的。Krishna 的形体完全不是物质的。
I'm pausing because there's another compelling and very logical explanation given by Jiva Goswami.
我在这里停顿一下，是因为 Jiva Goswami 对这一点进行了非常非常这种理性的。解释评述
All of what has been described thus far does not really work very well with material logic.
Yes, go ahead.
All of what has been described so far works against or goes against material logic.
Oh yeah, 我们到目前我们所聆听到的这些描述跟我们的这种物质的逻辑是截然不同的，是截然相反的。
Here's the material logic.
物质的逻辑是这样子的。
If you see something that cannot be seen, then it's an illusion.
嗯。如果你看到了不能看无法被看到的东西，那么就认为它是幻象或者是幻觉。
Very straightforward and simple, isn't it? You see something that cannot be seen, it's illusion.
这是非常直截了当的很简洁的一个描述，是吧？如果你看到了不能够无法被看到的东西，那就是幻象。那就是或者是幻觉。
However, there are things that do exist that cannot be seen with human perception, and by the potency of that something, Krishna in particular, his form can be seen, which is otherwise beyond the senses to see.
然而的确存在着我们的人类的感知，身体的感官的感知所无法触及到的，尤其是我们在这里所了解到的 Krishna 的形体是无法被 物质的感官所触及到的。
I'll say it again.
我再说一遍。
Krishna is all powerful.
Krishna 是具有一切力量的。
When Krishna appeared, even bad people could see him, not just Mother Jashoda.
当 Krishna 显现于世的时候，即便是坏人都能看到他，更何况不仅仅是 Yashoda 能够看到他，即便坏人也能看到 Krishna。
How did the bad people, sinful people, wicked people could see him?
那些坏人，那些邪恶的人，怎么就看到他了呢？
Because he is a Bhogija, he's beyond sense perception.
Yeah. Guru Maharaj, could you repeat the previous sentence? How these the sinful people cannot hear or see?
Sinful people can see, Mother Jashoda can see. How is it possible for either of them to see? Because he's a Bhogija.
How is it possible that? Could you repeat?
Is it possible for Jashoda? And how is it possible also for sinful people to see him since he is beyond sense perception of Bhogija?
Oh, yeah, yes. Now, Krishna, yes.Krishna 是无法被感知到的，但是也是让妈妈看到他了。当 Krishna 降临于世的时候，即便是那些邪恶的人也看到了他。那邪恶的人是怎么能够看到他的呢？也是让妈妈是怎么能够看到他的呢？因为 Krishna 是 Adokshaja， 他超然于感官之上。
It was possible for both sinful and Mother Yashoda.To see Krishna because of his potency to allow himself to be seen.
那么因为 Krishna 的能量允许他们，允许 Yashoda 妈妈，也允许那些罪恶的人看到他，所以他们能够看到 Krishna 的形体。
And when Krishna withdrew that potency to see him, even Mother Yashoda couldn't see him.
但是当 Krishna 将这种看的能力收回来的时候，即便是 Yashoda 都无法看到他了。
Let's remember that nice verse from Bhagavad Gita. There's a transcendental nature of Krishna's activities. He's seen, his activities are seen by his potencies.
所以这正是圣典国家梵歌当中的这个诗节也说明了 Krishna 的活动的超然本性。之所以 Krishna 的活动能够被世人看到，是由于 Krishna 的能量使然。
His form and his activities are not a product of Maya. They're not illusion.
Krishna 的形体， Krishna 的活动不是 Maya， 不是这个幻，不是迷惑能量的产物。
There are things that exist that ordinarily cannot be seen, and one may be able to see them. Jiva Goswami gives an example.
Jiva Goswami 在这里举了一个例子，说明了这一点。
It's an unusual example.
Jiva Goswami 给出了一个非同寻常的例子。
There's an example within the Vedas of fire within the ocean.
在韦达经里面有这样的一个例子，海洋当中的火焰。
Normally, we do not see fire within the ocean.
通常情况下，我们是无法在海洋当中看到火焰的。
If somebody says they see fire within the ocean, we can say, "Oh, that's illusion. There's no fire within the ocean."
如果有人说他在海洋当中看到火焰了，那么我们就可以说，哦，他看到的是幻觉，因为在海洋当中是看不到有火焰的。
However, within the Vedas, we have information. There's a particular kind of fire, Bhadava fire, that exists within the ocean. And you can say, oh, that's an illusion. But it exists.
然而伟达经里面说到了，在海洋当中的确是有火焰，这种火焰 we had, the name of the fire in the sea is a mud
Badava B-A-D-A-V-A Badava
Yes, Badava 在伟达经里面描述到了，在海洋当中的确存在着火焰，这种火焰名称叫做 Badava。但是一般来说有人我在海洋当中，有人说在海洋当中是看不到火焰的，如果看到了那只是幻象或者是幻觉，但是在伟达经里面的确描述了海洋当中是有火焰存在的。
We're about to reach the conclusion of this evening's class.
我们现在马上就要接近这节课的尾声了。
What is the important message that Jiva Goswami wants us to understand about Krishna?
Jiva Goswami 在这里所呈现的这个要点，想要我们了解关于 Krishna 的哪一个要点呢？
This verse is teaching us that within Krishna is everything.
这个诗节教导我们在 Krishna 之中存在着一切。
And an important part of that everything is side by side completely opposite qualities or characteristics. They exist simultaneously within him.
而在这个存在的一切的当中，同时又并存的就是跟完全与之截然相反的这种东西也存在着，也并存着在 Krishna 当中，在 Krishna 当中也存在着彼此之间互相矛盾的一切。
One of the examples that Prabhupada liked to give is electricity.
释迦牟尼帕德特别喜欢举的一个例子就是电。
Electricity has the capacity to both make things hot and make things cold.
电有制冷也有制热的功能。
And that capacity simultaneously exists within electricity.
而制冷制热的这种能力同时存在于电当中。
In the same way, these two opposite things exist within Krishna.
同样的，截然相反的、相矛盾的一切都存在于 Krishna 之中。
Simultaneously, he is all pervading, and simultaneously, he has a human form that can be bound with a rope.
Krishna 他同时既无处不在又能够被绳子所捆绑起来。
That's a contradiction.
这就是矛盾之处。
Those potencies exist within Krishna. Contradicting potencies simultaneously, side by side, exist within Krishna.
这些互相矛盾的这些能量同时并存于 Krishna 之中。
And Krishna can exhibit those two potencies simultaneously.
而 Krishna 呢又能够同时展示出这两种能量出来。
The two potencies are equal to one another. Hisall pervasiveness and his tiny human form quality.
这两种能量是平等的，是平等的，相等的。 Krishna 既无处不在的能量，还有 Krishna 拥有人类的形体 被绑起来。
And now let us consider Mother Yashoda.
Sorry, go ahead. 我们现在来想一想，来考虑一下Yashoda妈妈。
She has a very incredible kind and quality and intensity of bhakti.
Yashoda妈妈具有非常难以理解的，令人难以理解的，不可思议的，充满极乐的，对 Krishna 的爱，纯粹的爱。
Her particular bhakti does not permit for her to see his all-pervasive potency or quality.
她的这种特殊的爱不允许他去看到 Krishna 无处不在的这一特质。
She sees only the little baby Krishna form that has its limitations, hands, feet, bodily parts.
亚修拉妈妈她看到的只是 Krishna 拥有一个孩童的人类的孩童的形象，看到的 Krishna 的孩童的形象是有局限性的。 Krishna 有手有足。
The little baby form that Krishna loved, that Mother Yashoda loved so much, is both limited and infinite simultaneously.
亚修拉妈妈所深爱的 Krishna 的孩童的形象既是有限的，与此同时又是无限的。
Not only these two, the limitedness and the unlimitedness of Krishna, but he's filled with so many contradictory potencies all the time.
Krishna 不仅展示出了他的这种有限性，与此同时也展现出了无限，他无穷无限。Krishna 是无穷无限的。Krishna 不仅展示了这样的一对矛盾的品，这样的特质，与此同时他永恒的展示着所有一切相矛盾的这种特质。
Now let's step back from the pastime for a moment.
我们现在从这个消时光当中往后退一步看。
And let us consider the relationship between Srimad Bhagavatam and the rest of all the Vedas.
我们现在来了解一下圣典薄伽瓦坛和所有韦达经的其他的文献。
The Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the ripened fruit of all the tree of Vedic knowledge.
圣典薄伽瓦坛被认为是伟达知识之树，整个伟达知识之树上的成熟的果实。
Vedic knowledge is often revered in the form of the Upanishads.
伟达知识通常以 Upanishad 的奥义诸书的形式去揭示，去予以揭示。
The Upanishads give truths, but they don't elaborate and explain those truths.
Upanishad 奥义诸书给出了真理事实，但是奥义诸书本身并没有详细的去解释这些真理，这些事实。
The Srimad Bhagavatam takes those truths and illustrates them in the form of the pastimes of Krishna and other avatars of the Lord.
但圣典薄伽瓦坛不仅描述了这些真理，而且详细的去阐明了 Krishna 的活动的超 Krishna 的消时光， Krishna 的形体，以及 Krishna 的所有其他的 avatar 形体。
Jiva Goswami concludes this little description of this verse by citing Upanishads that say the same thing that he has just elaborately detailed through Krishna's pastime with Mother Jashoda.
Jiva Goswami 在对这一诗节的评述的结尾引述了 Upanishad 当中的一个诗节，而这个诗节正是描述了，在这里对 Krishna 的亚修拉妈妈捆绑 Krishna 的这段消逝光。
Do you have, Sirabhi, do you have in front of you the rest of this commentary that I sent you?
Yes, Guruji, I have.
Okay, I would like Sirabhi just to read to you the Chinese translation of quotes from Madhvacharya and then from Nisringa Tapani Upanishad and the other two, Brahma Purana and Vishnu Dharma. Please read them, just the Chinese translation, please.
Yes, Guruji. 那现在 Guruji 让我来阅读一下 Madhvacharya 的评述，还有选自 Nisringa Tapani Upanishad 当中的诗节的译文。Shruti 说道，主不是粗糙的，他不小，他不是中等大小，但是他也是中等大小，他无处不在，但又不无处不在，他是开始，但是他又没有开始，他不是宇宙，他又是宇宙，他拥有品质，但又没有品质，这是摘自 Madhvacharya 说的一段话。Nisringa Tapani Upanishad， 主他超然于，主是不可感知到的，与此同时又是可以感知到的。主是灵，又是物，他既凶猛又柔和，他既勇敢又胆小，他既伟大又小，他既大又小，他无处不在，但又不是无处不在的。他既凶猛又不凶猛，他拥有无处不在的脸庞。主啊 ，Brahma Purana， Guruji， I read the quotation from Brahma Purana
and Vishnu Dharma, and then we're done.
Okay, yes. 选自 Brahma Purana 当中的，哦，主啊，你没有形体，但是与此同时又具有巨大的形体。你不是宇宙，你又是宇宙，你存在着，因为你的力量使然，所以你拥有所有一切相矛盾的品质。Vishnu Dharma 当中的引述，我向主致以顶礼，他的形体比最微小的微粒还小，他的肚腹当中存所有的无尽的宇宙都存在于他的肚腹当中。Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And there's many, many more examples where very ancient Vedic texts describe the absolute truth has contradictory potencies within it at all times.
古老的伟达文献当中描述了这很多关于 Krishna 永远拥有着彼此互相矛盾的属性。
Maybe you remember from the Damodar Lila slide, the PowerPoint presentation, we heard the same thing.
Yeah.可能你们大家还记得在给大家展在给大家展示达摩达尔利拉达摩达尔消逝光的幻灯片的时候，其中有一张幻灯片描述了 Krishna 拥有这些互相矛盾的品质或属性。
After Damodar was bound by Mother Yashoda with rope to the grinding mortar.
在亚修的妈妈把 Krishna 用绳子绑在木岩魔臼上之后，
She went about her household chores requesting little boys to stay with Krishna and keep him calm.
亚修的妈妈就去继续干她的家务事儿去了，并且呢，她请求那些 Krishna 的小伙伴们跟 Krishna 在一起玩耍。
Then this very interesting explanation is given.
接着，这样的一段非常有意思的解释被呈现出来了。
He's filled with contradictions.
Krishna 充满着矛盾。
He's Atmarama, fully self-satisfied, yet he suffers from hunger.
Krishna 他是自我满足的，是 Atmarama, 但是呢 Krishna 却遭受着饥饿之苦。
One of Krishna's qualities is Aptakama, he can automatically fulfill all his desires and yet he is sometimes dissatisfied.
Krishna 有一个品质，那是 Aptakama, 他能够自动的实现他所有的愿望，但是在这里他却有的时候 Krishna 却不满足。
Krishna is the master of the goddess of fortune, yet he steals butter like a beggar.
Krishna 是幸运女神的主人，但是 Krishna 却像一个贼一样的偷黄油。
Although Krishna instills fear in everyone through the destructive feature of time and death, he is fearful of the sick and Mother Yashoda's hand.
虽然 Krishna 他将这通过时间通过死亡这令人害怕的形象将这个恐惧注入到一切之中，然而 Krishna 却害怕 Yashoda 手中的棍子而逃跑。
Although Krishna is such as Ananda form, he sometimes cries in sorrow.
虽然 Krishna 他拥有 Sachit Ananda 的形象，但是他有的时候却悲伤的哭泣起来。
So what determines which of the contradictory unlimited potencies within Krishna are exhibited, this one or that one, in what sequence?
那是什么使得 Krishna 身上展示出了彼此自相矛盾的这样的品质呢？
The answer is very simple and very sublime.
这个答案是非常简洁而崇高的。
He sees the love within the heart of his devotee and that determines which of his potencies he will exhibit. He reciprocates with the love of his devotees.
Krishna 看到了他的奉献者心中对他的爱，所以正是 Krishna 的奉献者心中的爱决定了 Krishna 去展示什么样的能量展示出来，而这正是 Krishna 对他的奉献者的爱的回应。
And that is the highest truth to knowwith regard to Krishna Tattva or the truths about Krishna.
而这正是关于 Krishna 的 Tattva, 关于 Krishna 的真理的最崇高的方面。
That's the practical lesson for us in devotional service in the sadhana bhakti stage.
这对于我们正在从事 sadhana bhakti, 从事规范修行的奉献者来说是非常实际的一个教导。
Following the vidhis or the rules of sadhana bhakti help to purify us.
我们去遵守 Vedi Sadhana Bhakti 的这些规范守则，能够去得到净化，能够净化我们自身。
The fruit of that purified consciousness is to simply think of the pleasure of Krishna and enter into loving reciprocation with Krishna according to our love for him.
而这个纯粹知觉的结果，那就是我们能够去进入到与 Krishna Alright, could you repeat? I didn't catch the whole sentence. The result of the pure consciousness is...
I'll do it again.
Yes.
We're practicing sadhana bhakti.
Yeah. 我们在从事的 sadhana bhakti.
Sadhana bhakti means we follow rules and regulations of...Sadhana prescribed by the scripture and the spiritual master.
Sadhana bhakti 就意味着我们要去追随 Sadhana bhakti 的规范修行，我们要按照灵性导师给予我们的这个固定的给予我们的指导，按照灵性导师，按照 Krishna 的给予我们的指导去做。
As consciousness becomes purified by sadhana bhakti,
我们的知觉因 sadhana bhakti 而受到净化。
There's a deeper sense of the fruit of sadhana bhakti.
Sadhana bhakti 它有一个非常深刻深奥的结果成果。
That deeper sense is a forgotten love in relation with Krishna becomes awakened.
那这个深奥的结果，深奥之处就在于能够唤醒我们遗忘了的对 Krishna 跟 Krishna 的关系，能够恢复我们。
Krishna reciprocates with that love of his devotees.Even small people like us.
而 Krishna 会回应奉献者他的对 Krishna 的这种奉爱。
That's the lesson, one of the lessons from the Damodar Lila.
这就是从 Damodar Lila 当中我们所吸取的一个教导。
So let's see if there's some discussion.
现在看一看大家有什么问题吗？
Generally, it takes a little time for devotees to place their questions in the chat box.
通常情况下，奉献者要花一点时间把他们的问题呈现在这个聊天室里。
So if you have some questions, that's what you can do.
我们来看一看。Yeah, Guru Maharaj, before the devotees send their questions to the chat box, so may I read the remaining questions from the last sentence, from last classes?
As you wish, please. We have 25 minutes.
Yeah, thank you very much. 我先带大家把这个问题放在聊天室之前，我先来读一下上节课遗留的问题，好吗？上节课 Pushpa Sara Mataji 他提出了问题，顶拜 Maharaj 顶拜翻译，怎样培养持久的耐心？耐心和宽容有区别吗？谢谢 Hare Krishna.Maharaj, it sounds that this question doesn't relate to this class, just relates. I offer my obeisances to Maharaj. So how to cultivate, the continuous patience? The patience and the tolerance both has difference? Patience and tolerance.
They're certainly connected.
耐心和宽容肯定是彼此息息相连的。
But obviously they're not identical, they're two different words.
毫无疑问，显而易见，耐心和宽容是两个不同的词，两个不同的品，两个是截然不同的，即便是在这个词语上都是不一样的。
Patience is cultivated by recognizing that you're not the controller, somebody else is.
耐心，这个种持久的耐心是通过了解到、认识到我们自身不是控制者，其他人是控制者。
And、
通过这样去培养。Yes, sorry.
That somebody else is Krishna.
那个别人是控制者，那个别人指的就是 Krishna。
And Krishna is very loving and very kind.
而 Krishna 是非常仁爱的，也是充满爱心的。
Let's think of a small child that wants something, and commonly small children are impatient when they want something.
我们来现在想一想，小孩子当他要什么东西的时候，他通常是着急想要的，立刻就想。就是急不可耐的想得到。
But how does a small child become patient?
那小孩子怎么样？怎么能够变得有耐心呢？
They trust their parent or the person, their guardian, someone who is looking after them, that they'll recognize their needs and in due course, in a proper manner,that need will be met and they can learn by maturity to become patient instead of impatient.
他小孩子他们信任自己的父母，他们信任他们的监护者或者是信任照顾他们的人，那么在一定的时候通过恰当的方式通过恰当的方式去他们从中能够学习到，随着他们不断的成熟，他们能够逐渐的学习到耐心这一品质。
We can learn about how to become a patient devotee by observing children that learn how to become patient.
我们可以通过观察孩子怎么样变得有耐心，看到奉献者身上的去培养奉献者的耐心这一品质。
And tolerance is connected, but it's not the same.
耐心和宽容两者是紧密相连的，但是是又不一样的。
There are different ways and different circumstances that we're called upon in life to be tolerant.
那么我们在有不同的方式，还有在不同的情况，我们被告知要学会容忍。
The principle that they both share is recognizing we're not the controller, someone else is the controller, and that someone else, Krishna, is very kind and loving.
而培养耐心和宽容的方法有相似之处，那就是认识到我们自身不是控制者，别人是控制者，而那个别人是 Krishna 是至尊的控制者。
In the spiritual perspective or spiritual dimension of tolerance is rooted in trusting the supreme controller.
而这种宽容和耐心的这一高尚的品质，它扎根于紧紧的扎根于去了解到紧紧的扎根于我们应该信任至尊主。
Next, please.
Yes, Guruji, thank you. 我们需要自身的努力和 Krishna 的仁慈这两方面， 我们怎么判断努力到何种程度才会得到 Krishna 的仁慈呢？我们经常听说奉献者在物质方面不要过度的努力，请问 Guru， 灵性上有过度努力或激情愚昧属性的努力的说法吗？Yes, the second question that we require our own endeavor and also we need Krishna's mercy, both we need. So how to judge that, or how to know that, to which extent, to which extent we make endeavor, then we can get Krishna's mercy. And also we often said that devotees should not do over endeavor materially. So the next question is that spiritually there is over endeavor or endeavor in passion or ignorance, like that.
That's five questions in one.
这个问题当中有提出了五个小问题。
We endeavor within reason or that which is sustainable kind of endeavor.
Sustainability,
you know the word, it's a buzzword these days, sustainability. That which you can continue over time is sustainable.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Gurumaj, could you repeat the whole sentence? Yes.
Endeavor should be that which is sustainable.
我们要做这种努力，要做持续不断的努力，是呀，持之以恒的努力。
Let's just say you have a vow on the Kadasi days where you'll do such and such.
比如说你在 Ekadasi 的时候发下一个誓言，要怎么怎么做，要怎么怎么做。
A Ekadasi vow is reasonable when you can carry on with your everyday activities and at the same time consistently every Ekadasi do this particular Ekadasi vow.
那么 Ekadasi 的誓言呢是非常就是这种理性的哈，是这种合乎情理的，是合乎情理的。那么如果你能够在每一次 Ekadasi 都能够持之以恒的去做这样的誓言。
And an example of over endeavor isWhen your service cannot be done because you're so determined to do this Ekadasi vow that doesn't permit you to do your service.
Yeah. Gurumaj, yes, the last point is a little broken. The voice is broken, so could you repeat?
We should take a vow for Ekadasi that you can do every Ekadasi at the same time you continue all your normal duties without interruption.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it's never.
那么我们例如刚才说到了艾克达西的誓言，你所发下的这个艾克达西的誓言不仅仅能就是每一次 Ekadasi 的时候你能够去做到， 而且与此同时也不会影响到你的正常的服务，不会你的正常的服务也会持续不断的去进行。如果没有这种无法就是做这种正常的服务，而你还执着于非要去完成这个 Accountancy 的誓言的话，这就有一点是过分努力了。
That explanation was given to illustrate what sustainable effort means.
嗯，那么呢，这正是给出了就是能够持续不断的努力的一个解释。
Another very important factor in effort that we need to make is the consciousness behind the effort.
而且非常重要的一点就是这个努力背后，我们进行努力的背后的知觉状态。
We should understand that any effort we make is dependent on Krishna even giving the ability to make the effort, what to speak of the success of the effort.
我们都了解到了每一个努力的背后都要需要去依靠 Krishna 的仁慈。那么我们去做出努力的这种力量都是由 Krishna 所赐予的，更不用说做出努力成功的啊，做出的这种努力，一切都是需
要。
Yes, Guru Maharaj, please continue.
The question was how to.Evaluate what's the effort in our devotional activity.
Could you repeat? It sounds that your voice changed. So there's some points overlapped.
Our technology person was fiddling and that changed the sound.
Yeah, your sound is much better than before now. Very clear.
The additional factor is in deciding what endeavor that you make, what's appropriate endeavor in devotional service is the consciousness behind the endeavor, because that's a very important factor to consider.
嗯，那么另外的一点就是我们在选择做出什么样的努力。并且在做出努力的背后的这种知觉是非常非常重要的。
Appropriate endeavor in deciding what to endeavor is monitor closely the doership or false ego element involved in your endeavor.
恰当的努力，或者是你选择做出什么样的努力，那么我们就是要特别的小心谨慎这种啊作为者的知觉，假自我的这种认为自己是作为者的这种知觉，这种假自我要特别小心这一点。
An additionalrelated question was, in spiritual life, is there such a thing as over-endeavoring?
在这里提出来的一个问题是灵性上 The question is, could you repeat this point?
Yes.
Yes.
One of the additional questions that's related is, in spiritual life, is it possible to over-endeavor spiritually?
嗯，那么在这个提问当中有一点提到了，在灵性上，我们有没有过度努力这一说法？
The answer to that is, it everything depends upon the consciousness.
关于这个问题的回答是一切都是依靠取决于知觉状态的。
If there's material consciousness, then it's not spiritual activity anymore. It's spiritual consciousness. It's material consciousness activity.
如果是物质的知觉的话，那么它就不再是灵性的活动，不再是灵性的知觉，也，那这是灵性，那就是物质的活动。
Certainly, there's bhakti mixed with the modes of nature that we know from Kapila Dev's teaching.
我们从 Kapila Dev 的教导当中了解到了有掺杂着自然物质自然属性的 Bhakti 奉爱服务。
So if we're endeavoring within the lower modes of nature, then it's a mixed spiritual material endeavor and the material portion is to be eliminated gradually.
如果我们是在低等的物质自然属性当中去做出努力的话，那毫无疑问，肯定是掺杂着这种物质知觉、物质自然属性的这种努力，而这种物质的这个部分、物质知觉的这种状态，这个部分是需要被去除掉的。
Did you try to select the final question that's on topic?
Yes, Gumaraj. This question from Yamuna Chira Mataji. 深深的顶拜 Guru, 灵性身份的个体性表现在哪些方面呢？是指个体灵魂和 Krishna 的 Rasa 不同吗？还有哪些方面呢？ I deeply offer my obeisances to Guru. So, how does the individuality of the spiritual identification manifest? So this refers to different rasa with, refers to, the different rasa that the individual soul with Krishna. So
did you understand the question? None of us in the room understand the question. I hope you do. Translate it back again. Explain what it is that she wants to know.
Okay. So in which aspect that the individuality of the spiritual identification manifest. And he tried to understand in this way. This refers to, the different rasas of individual soul with Lord Krishna.
If the question is,do we all have an eternal relationship with Krishna and it's rasa related? The answer is yes. And the type of service.
Yeah, sorry. 那么如果你的问题是我们每一个人和 Krishna, 每个生物体和 Krishna 都有着永恒的关系，而这种关系是通过这种不同的 rasa 展示出来，是的。Yes, Bernard, please.Continue.
I'm done. We have 3 minutes.
我们还有三分钟。Oh, finish this quest. Raj, and also have a question from last class, it's okay.
We have 3 minutes.
Yes. Hare Krishna.顶拜 Guru, 顶拜翻译奉献 Krishna 的奉献者的诅咒和祝福和 Krishna 的诅咒与祝福是一样有力量对吗？追随奉爱服务的奉献者也具有如此的力量吗？This question from Hare Krishna. I offer my obeisance to Guru. So,the curse and the blessing of Lord Krishna, of the devotee of the Lord Krishna is as power, is as powerful as Lord Krishna's curse and blessings. So, 这是因情况不同咯。So those devotees who, and the person who followed, who performed the devotional service, that means devotees also have such a power.
Everything depends upon purity.
一切都是取决于纯粹度的。
Srila Prabhupada had desires and you have desire.
Srila Prabhupada 有他的愿。
He is a devotee and you're a devotee. Is his blessing the same as yours?
Srila Prabhupada 有愿望，你也有愿望。那么他的愿望应该成为我们的愿望。
And if a pure devotee gives blessings, it's the same as Krishna giving blessings because he's acting on behalf of Krishna.
纯粹奉献者的祝福和 Krishna 的祝福是一样的好，因为纯粹奉献者是在 Krishna, 代表着 Krishna 去行为。
Therefore,
他们依附 Krishna.
Everything is resting on purity, transparency.
一切都是依靠一切都是取决于纯粹度，取决于透明度。
Okay, we're going to end our class this evening.
我们现在就结束今天晚上的讲课了。
And I look forward to being with you again next week.
我们期待着下一节课相见。
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai, thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Radha Damodar ki.
Jai. Yamuna Tira Mataji, 您的这个问题留着下一节课好吗？我已经记下来了。灵性世界的个体性有哪些表现？哈，这个我已经记下来了。非常感谢大家的聆听，也非常感谢大家的提问，非常感谢今天转播的奉献者们，感谢大家给我这个服务的机会。Hare Krishna.